820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And friends, we have an awesome program lined up for you today as we discuss issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, we have some amazing guests lined up. And today I have a guest host, which I'm very excited about. He's here in the studio with me, and it is none other than Father Paul Stein, who is the associate pastor at Holy Name Cathedral. He's also very involved with our Priests Advisory Board to the Respect Life Office. He does a lot with building a culture of life in Chicago. Father Paul Stein attended the March for Life with us a couple of years ago, and the first time he attended was when he was a seminarian with the Gospel of Life group, and he began that tradition at Mundelein Seminary, which continues today. Father Paul, welcome to Life Talk.
Thank you, Mary Louise. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you on the show, and I should also mention before we go any further that I want to wish a happy Feast of St. Nicholas to everybody out there this morning, so I hope that today you can focus on those authentic gifts, and we're going to be talking about one of those gifts, which is that amazing gift of human life. And it's exciting, Father Paul. We have Bishop Rassis on the phone with us. From Bishop Rassis actually is at St. Martin de Porres High School this morning, up in his Vicariate 1, where he is ministering to the students there. But Bishop Rassis, in spite of this, he took time from his busy schedule to be with us. And some of you may remember him. He's held many positions in the Archdiocese. He was the director of the Family Ministries Office. He was the Vicar General. He's been pastor at a number of parishes, and now Bishop Rassis, of course, serves as an auxiliary bishop. He was ordained as a bishop on February 2nd, 2006, so he's a relatively new bishop, but brings a lot of energy to Vicariate 1 and to Respect Life because he joined us on the March for Life pilgrimage last year. Bishop Rassis, thank you so much for being with us on Life Talk today.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to have you with us. And our topic this morning is the March for Life. And the reason for this is the largest celebration of life, I think, that takes place in the world. And it's really an exciting event. And we encourage your phone calls and questions, friends. So give us a call if you have any questions or thoughts about this. We're going to be going to the March for Life next month in January to commemorate that Roe versus Wade anniversary, the 34th anniversary of abortion on demand. Give us a call this morning as we are discussing these key issues at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. And Father Paul, maybe we'll begin with a question for Bishop Rassis. And Bishop Rassis, first of all, I wonder, why did you join us on the March for Life pilgrimage last year?
Well, it was my first opportunity to do so. As you recall, Cardinal George was out of the country, actually, at a meeting on the liturgy, English in the liturgy, and was not able to be there. And so he asked me if I would be able to take his place, and I said I certainly would enjoy doing that. So it was really my first opportunity to go down to Washington to be there for the March for Life, and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I'm happy to say this year the Cardinal's schedule will allow him to be there in Washington for the March, as I think you know.
That is great news.
I think that was the first year he was not able to be there and since he came to Chicago, so I know it's very important to him on his schedule, and I know he very much enjoys being with the group from Chicago, so I hope as many of our citizens and Catholics and others can join us for the march this January in Washington with the Cardinal. I know he's already looking forward to it.
Bishop Rassis, we do have a question for you. If you notice, in the media, we really get very little coverage of the march. There are hundreds of thousands of people who show up to march on behalf of life, and perhaps you can help share with everyone listening why it's still so important that people not only support the march, but why this is such an important event. Even if we don't get the media coverage we would desire, to focus on the value of life, that there are other values at stake and other benefits. Perhaps you can kind of illuminate a little bit of that for us.
Well, it's always a wonderful question to see what the media will pay attention to, although I understand certainly last year that people here in Chicago said it was received coverage on our local news shows and so forth.
Oh, that's great.
I wasn't sure other than that. I know various other publications had stories about it the next day or two, but I think the event itself certainly captures the attention of local politicians and national politicians in Washington. I can remember walking down Pennsylvania Avenue we went down.
Constitution.
One of those angled streets, I know that.
Yes.
But just people in office buildings looking out at you know, what was taking place. And where I was in the march, as you remember, Mary Louise, we couldn't see the beginning, we couldn't see the end. So there were many, many people there. So whether the media gives it the kind of attention they should or we would like them to, certainly it's a wonderful, wonderful witness to those who are lawmakers and legislators that there's a keen interest in preserving the values that all of us hold, you know, and chief among them, as you say, is the gift of life and life at every stage, you know. So.
Absolutely. Some of our listeners may have a question or a comment. Maybe you'd like to chat with Bishop George Rassus. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. Or maybe you have a memory from participating in the March for Life, perhaps with the Archdiocesan Pilgrimage last year even. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you at 312-751-1979. 1979. Now, Bishop Rassus, you really participated in the pilgrimage in a way that was almost unprecedented for a bishop from Chicago. You marched with the students, and many of the priests from our advisory board said they had never seen a bishop actually marching with the teens and with the other priests and so forth. Tell us about what that experience was like, and also why you entered so fully into this experience.
Well, it's a good question. I think certainly there were three, as I think about, you know, what we did last January, three parts that were most impressive. First was the Mass at the Basilica, second was the Mass at the MCI Center, and third was the March itself, you know. But I think, excuse me, starting with the March itself, I think to give visible witness, you know, by our presence there that you know, we believe in the value of life, and we're willing to step out for it, literally and figuratively as well, you know, and to give visible witness to one another and to those around us that this is something important to us. And I know a number of the young people said, "You're going to march with us?" And I said, "Well, yes, of course, that's why I'm here, you know." I'd like to say I have more energy than the other auxiliaries, but I'm not sure that's true. But I just think the importance of the event, of course, is, you know, we... And it was a nice day where they predicted, I think, a little rain or snow, and it didn't rain or snow on us, and it was a nice time just to be together, you know. And like I say, just to see so many other people doing the same thing, realizing that we're really not alone out there when sometimes we think we are. So to me, it was very important to be able to participate in that part of the march as well as the liturgical celebrations, you know.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about the Basilica. You know, that is such an amazing event, that National Prayer Vigil for Life that's at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. And the place is just packed. I mean, we get there more than 4 hours in advance, and we can't even all sit together. I mean, some people don't even get seats. But tell us a little bit about that experience and why you found it so moving.
Well, I think even before I got there, you know, I got on the subway over at the Metro in Washington over there at Crystal City where we were staying.
Yes.
And taking the subway over there, people saying, "Oh, are you on your way to the march?" And so are to the Basilica. And I said, yes. And I knew the stop to get off. I wasn't sure how quite to find the place, but just following along the crowds as they were building, you know, walking toward the Basilica itself. Of course, that night it was raining, as we recall, but I think certainly the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception is dedicated to Our Lady, who's the patroness of our nation, and she's also the patroness of the Archdiocese of Chicago, as well as our seminary, St. Mary of the Lake. And her feast day, of course, is on Friday this week, as we all know. But to walk into that facility, and I'm not sure how many it accommodates in seats, but there was not even a place to stand. Around the altar, behind the altar, back, you know, all over the church, it's full of young people and adults and everyone there celebrating and praying around the with the presence of the Lord among us, you know, the value of life, you know, and I'm not sure exactly if they could even count the number of people that were there. A number of bishops were there, many priests, of course, and then those who had come certainly for the Mass and then for the march the next day. It was a wonderful, wonderful witness.
Yes, absolutely.
Bishop Rassus, perhaps you can kind of tell us a little more about your impression of how it affected the young people present. As probably you well remember, many times the people coming to the march are often very young, to witness not only to the value of life, but also for their generation. What were your observations about how this affected them, not only the Mass, but the march, the rally at the MCI Center? Maybe you could tell us a little more about that.
Well, I think in my sense was young people felt that, you know, their presence in the life of the church would make a difference, and they were important to the life of the church in that sense. And so much like the enthusiasm generated around the World Youth Days, especially, you know, when the Holy Father came to Denver, you know, young people feeling like, you know, we're part of the bigger picture, you know, and you know, we belong to parishes or high schools and youth groups and all that, but to see that we're part of a national movement trying to make a difference, you know, and to make a statement, I think is very important. Young people, you know, feel like they're valued and they have a valuable contribution to make, and I think their enthusiasm, certainly for those of us who are a little bit older, was, you know, a wonderful, wonderful witness to us as well, to say that young people are getting the message and they're willing to stand up for, you know, what they believe and what we believe is right. So, also for many of them, I'm sure it's the first time they came to Washington and even to the National Shrine there, and to see so many, many people, you know, crowding in there, you know, for the same purpose, you know, I know it was very exciting for them and certainly for all of us.
Yes, I think that the attendance at that Mass at the Basilica, the estimated number last year was about 14,000, which is unbelievable. People were in every corner of that place. So it was, even the cafeteria was packed, you know, it was unbelievable. But we need to head to a break, but Bishop Rassus, I hope that you can stay with us for one more segment.
Okay.
That would be terrific. So, listeners, our friends out there, we invite you to stay with us as well. We're going to have more with Bishop George Rassus after the break. I'm Mary Louise Curry with Father Paul Stein, and we're here chatting about the March for Life. We welcome your questions, your phone calls, your comments. 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. And after the break, we'll be talking about how you can join the Archdiocesan Pilgrimage to the March for Life this year as well. So stay with us. We'll be back right here on Life Talk.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
From the moment you see the dramatic cover photo of an angel atop a church watching over the city of Chicago, you know you're about to enjoy a very special book. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith, is a treasure chest of photographs, paintings, and historic perspective. Every church in the Archdiocese of Chicago is featured. The book provides readers with insight into our Catholic heritage, ministry, evolution, and challenges. A Journey of Faith makes a great gift with more than 340 pages of photos and history printed on gloss paper, hardcover, color throughout. It is available at many parishes, or you can call Liturgy Training Publications at 1-800-933-1800 or order online at ltp.org. So call 1-800-933-1800 or go to ltp.org. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith. Display it proudly in your home.
Life, because I think that a child is not a choice, it's a living human being.
And welcome back to Life Talk, my friends. I'm Mary Louise Curry, joined here in the studio by our guest host, Father Paul Stein from Holy Name Cathedral, who's an associate pastor and also a member of our priest advisory board. And our guest is Bishop George Rassis, the auxiliary bishop for Vicariate I, the northernmost vicariate of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And we're discussing the archdiocesan pilgrimage to the March for Life and the significance of this annual march that focuses on the Roe versus Wade anniversary, when the Supreme Court opened the door to abortion on demand for any reason whatsoever in the United States from the moment of conception through birth, as we see with partial birth abortion. And what we just heard actually was a student who participated in the March for Life pilgrimage last year. And so that was one of the March for Life participants asking why, in answering the question, why was he participating in the march? And Bishop Rassis, we actually have a caller for you, a question on the line. So we're going to go to the phones. And if you have a question or a comment for Bishop Rassis, give us a call, 312-751-1979. And right now we have Paula on the line. Paula, welcome to Life Talk.
Oh, thank you, Mary Louise. I have a question for Bishop Rassis. I was just wondering if he's going to send out maybe any instructions or proposals to the parishes, you know, that they have their youth groups or maybe do some fundraising or something to send more of our people. I really believe that if you leave this up to the pastors, you know, and Vicariate One and the youth ministers, that absolutely nothing will get done, like pretty much nothing gets done for the life movement, you know, in the parishes right now. So I was just wondering, now that we have him in place, you know, if he could maybe step in and do something.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. And I know with our youth ministry coordinator, Joanne Walsinski, that I know she's done some of that already. But I think it's a wonderful idea, you know, and if there's not enough time this year, I know we're getting kind of close in the arrangements and so forth, but certainly to plant the seed for the year to come, you know, that I think it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for young people, as I mentioned, to really participate in the life of the church at a very important stage in our history, you know. But that's a very good suggestion. I really will talk with our youth ministry coordinator, and I know she knows several groups that are going already, but and we had a conversation about this several weeks ago, but we'll see where we can take it.
That's great. And, you know, many of our listeners are probably wondering, how can we join this fun pilgrimage? And it's and of course, it's much more than just a fun time. It's a transformational experience, and we'll be hearing throughout the program quotes from different participants in the pilgrimage about why they've participated in the March for Life and what that experience has been like that for them. But the pilgrimage will be, we're departing on January 19th, 2006, so, or 2007, that's an incorrect thing there. January 19th, 2007, we'll be departing from Queen of All Saints Basilica, and then we'll be returning on Tuesday, January 23rd in the morning, returning back to Queen of All Saints. And if you're interested in joining us, you can contact the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355.
Bishop Rassis, this actually would be a good time to ask for your advice and your insight and wisdom for how the Respect Life movement can now, if you will, take the next step. You obviously, your great experience as a pastor for many, many years at different parishes, also your experience of the church around the world, and especially here in the United States as an auxiliary bishop now, having witnessed all of this with the youth, what would you perhaps suggest would be the next step for us? Obviously, we continue the witness to life, as you mentioned, with the march and continue doing it year after year, whether the news media recognizes it or not, and how it energizes the young. What perhaps do you think you would say to, for example, the next generation for where to carry on and how to perhaps move into new areas to help advance the cause for life?
I think, obviously, in my mind, the need to continue to expand their understanding, their knowledge, you know, of what all the issues really are, and the, not only the variety and the various, you know, facets of the right to life, but, you know, some of the complexity, so that when, you know, they're in a conversation with their peers and they're challenged on the church's position on a number of issues related to life and the value of life at every stage, you know, they have the background and the knowledge to do that. And so I would hope through their participation, certainly in youth groups, for those who are in parishes that have active youth groups, that they're able to do that. And certainly those who attend parochial high schools and their own religion classes and so forth would have an opportunity really to grow in their knowledge of not only the effect of what we do and the enthusiasm that generates, but also the reasons behind it, you know.
Yes.
And they are sometimes very complicated and complex, and I think we presume that everyone understands, you know, what when we talk about right to life, what we're really talking about, and I'm not always sure that even adults, you know, understand, you know, the complexities of the issues, you know, that are involved. And so I think that would, hopefully that would be something we could move toward and enhance our efforts in that direction, that all of us really understand, you know, some of the documents that have been written, certainly by our own bishops in our country, and all those kind of things, that it's really a critical issue for ourselves as a nation and a people, religious and otherwise, and for our world, you know, that we really respect the gift of God's creation and certainly the gift of human life.
Absolutely.
Bishop Ressus, I think you hit the nail right on the head about the need for further education to understand what is at stake and what the differences are. As obviously you well know, and maybe about many of our listeners are aware of, there are important things to understand. For example, when talking about stem cell research, are you talking about adult stem cell, fetal stem cell, and all the many issues that get involved in it, and people often don't understand the difference. So when things like the Bill of Missouri came up, they weren't sure how to respond because they didn't really know what was at stake. So it seems like a very astute observation for the need to educate the next generation on what are these things at stake, what are the differences, especially to speak to it intelligently, that our witness might be something that shows that as Catholics, not only are we passionate care for life, but we are aware of what the technical issues are and how we are able to distinguish one from the other and speak very intelligently, coherently, and convincingly to another generation.
I certainly would agree with you, Father Paul, and it is a very complicated issue. You know, you read newspaper articles and scientific studies, and how do you find your way through all of the complexity there is without, some decent knowledge and some leadership and some direction, you know, and I hope that, you know, we as a church can provide that, you know, for one another and for the generation that comes behind us.
And if any of our listeners would like more information on any of these life issues, you can call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. We have a lot of free materials, so feel free to give us a call. And Bishop Ressus, I understand that you need to head out, and we really appreciate your squeezing this in between. Were you doing a Mass at St. Martin de Porres High School? Is that right?
We're having our executive committee meeting and a little tour of the school for some of our benefactors. And,
oh, wonderful.
A few things like that. So.
That is great. And now you're headed to another meeting, I know.
Yes.
But thank you so much for joining us.
Good. Always
this
a pleasure to be with you. And thank you for all of your work, both of you. It's very, very important, and it's greatly appreciated. So thank you, and God bless.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Bishop
okay.
Ressus. Take care. And friends, we're going to head into another break. And when we come back, we're going to, Father Paul Stein, of course, will continue with us. But we'll also have with us Alicia Torres, who is a college student at Loyola University. And she's going to be talking with us about the college pilgrimage to the March for Life, and just more details. What is this March for Life experience? We're also going to be talking about feminism a little bit and tying that in. You know, what is this feminism today compared with the early feminists? Alicia has some thought on authentic feminism. We're going to tie all of this together in terms of women's views on abortion and what abortion is doing to women today. So we have an exciting show coming up. What do you think, Father Paul? Are you pumped up about this?
I'm excited. I do hope you stay tuned.
That's awesome. So stay with us, and if you have any questions, give us a call, 312-751-1979. Stay with us, because we'll be right back here on Life Talk as we head into another quote from a March for Life participant.
Abortion still exists in this country, and it's wrong. I mean, that's my generation. Those are my brothers and sisters in Christ out there who are getting murdered, and somebody's got to stand up for them. So that's why I'm here.
As winter sets in, Catholic Charities seeks help for the homeless. I'm Father Mike Boland, the administrator of Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese, and I invite you to join us in our efforts to clothe and feed the poor. Catholic Charities is in need of warm items in our clothing rooms. We are collecting coats, gloves, hats, blankets, and sleeping bags for the homeless. Donations can be dropped off at our emergency assistance office at 721 North LaSalle, or you can visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Help Catholic Charities provide a little warmth this winter.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Four Catholic elementary schools celebrate the national honor of being named No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon Schools. We visited all four schools to see what makes them special. And talk about overcoming adversity. This woman was aborted at 7 months, survived, and is now a pro-life speaker, a singer-songwriter, and has completed a couple of marathons, despite having cerebral palsy. You gotta meet Gianna Jessen.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
That the way teens realize it now is that they could have been one of those people that could have been like part of the abortion, and they realize, you know, that that was just innocent kids and they could have been one of them, and that's sad that they couldn't realize what life was about.
Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, joined by co-host Father Paul Stein, an associate pastor at Holy Name Cathedral, who's also on our Priests Advisory Board. And Father Paul, we've been talking about some really key issues here with the March for Life, and these teens, these quotes we're hearing from teens, they really have a lot of wisdom on this issue. They really understand some of those complexities of the issue that Bishop Rassus was talking about.
I think we find that teens, especially today, are very open not only to learning more, but they have more a sense of what's really at stake, as they've seen a good part of their generation missing due to abortion. For example, you could see the group Rock for Life at the March for Life, and they wear these T-shirts about how a third of their generation is just outright gone, which has been killed through abortion, and that sensibility is, that could have been me, and why this is such an important issue.
Yeah, and absolutely. You know, it's just so it's so crucial to understand that, and you know, a lot of people don't understand that the numbers of lives that have been lost to abortion in the United States. I mean, more than 1 million a year, just in the Archdiocese of Chicago, Cook and Lake Counties. According to the Illinois Department of Health, more than 22,900 abortions in 1 year. That was in 2004, which is the most recent year they have statistics posted for. I mean, that's unbelievable. We've got tons of people, you know, and these folks are people who, you know, maybe one of us could be speaking with today, or, you know, that we can influence people in our everyday lives who we encounter who might be considering abortion.
I do think it's important that we are always ready to speak with great charity and love, but with the truth. Of course, it is always directed towards the benefit of not only the mother, but also child at the same time. Being a priest, one of the great privileges is not only to minister to people at all different ages, but especially those who are most vulnerable. And we do see women come in who are very much looking to support life, and they want to carry their baby to term. And how do we foster then a culture and an attitude and a world that encourages them? Because many of them are feeling pressured, whether by boyfriends or husbands or by other factors, to abort. And they have to know that we stand behind them, that we want to stand with them. And that's part of what the Respect Life movement is about, and this march and everything else is to encourage us to stand with women that they may support lives themselves when they find themselves in these situations.
And one of the things that's remarkable about the march, too, is all the post-abortive women that we see leading off the march now, all these women holding signs saying, I regret my abortion, that women themselves are coming forward and saying, hey, this is bad for women. And also for anybody out there who's listening to know that the church has Project Rachel, a post-abortion healing ministry. And we're going to give you that number for that hotline, which is 888-456-HOPE. Again, if there's anybody out there who has been involved in abortion, it's not just women, but also men. Many men call the line as well. You can call us at 888-456-HOPE, and we will refer you to wonderful priests. Father Paul is a Project Rachel priest, and we have a number of, actually more than 60 now throughout the Archdiocese. And this is led by Margie Breen, who does such a great job with that. So call 888-456-HOPE for assistance with post-abortion aftermath.
Because not only is forgiveness not only possible, but God desires to give forgiveness and healing. I've been privileged to see many women who have come, been referred to me through the Respect Life Office Project, Rachel, and to see not only them receive healing, but new life, and to really take their proper place within the full life of the church and the great joy and hope it brings. Not only is healing possible, it is God's greatest desire that they would have full life and healing and wholeness and joy in their lives, especially after they've been wounded through abortion.
Oh, that is beautiful. And, you know, friends, we are excited because we have another guest in the studio here now with us, and some of you may have a question or a comment, so I'll give you that number before we go to her real quick. And that number is 312-751-1979. Maybe you have a question. You know, hey, how can I participate in the march? Maybe you totally disagree. We want to hear from you. We're ready for exciting discussion here. Give us a call at 312-751-1979. And now I'm so excited to introduce to you Alicia Torres, who is a senior at Loyola University, majoring in theology with a minor in bioethics. And Alicia is also interning with the Respect Life Office, and she coordinates the college pilgrimage, the college outreach program of the Respect Life Office, that pilgrimage to the March for Life. Last year, we brought 4 buses to the March for Life, more than 200 participants. Those buses were packed, and it was a great experience for everybody. And one of the buses was just college students, which was really exciting, and Alicia coordinated that trip. Alicia, welcome to Life Talk.
Hey, Mary Louise.
You know, one of the things that Father Paul and I were just discussing was about women who have been affected by abortion, and so many times people associate abortion with feminism, or rather the other way around, I guess I should say, which is, oh, feminism, that means that you're in favor of abortion. Mm-hmm. But the early feminists were actually strongly opposed to abortion. People like Susan B. Anthony and so forth, Victoria Woodhull, who was the first female presidential candidate. Many people think that's going to be Hillary Clinton, but actually Victoria Woodhull did that back in like the late 1800s. But tell us a little bit about feminism, its early roots, compared with today, you know, the kind of modern feminism in our society today that was sort of birthed out of like the 60s and 70s.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of us remember Pope John Paul the Great, we call him now, and he really talked about an authentic feminism. And that is where American feminism really started. Feminism came over from England, from Europe, and the feminist movement in the United States was really about equality for men and women. Like, the early feminists were involved in the abolition movement. And then they continued, you know, to get the right to vote for women. And it just proceeded into the middle of the 1900s. But then we had this problem. You know, you had World War II, you had women going to work. And then the men came back after the war, and women weren't working anymore. And for some reason, there was a shift, you know. You had in the 20s, right, Margaret Sanger, who started birth control, the American Birth Control League. And then you had Planned Parenthood develop from that. And then all of a sudden, you had the sexual revolution. And I think that that is what happened to feminism. There was this shift because there was a misunderstanding, and women didn't know where to go from getting the right to vote to what do we need next to put us on an equal plane with men. And it was misguided. And then, you know, we had the tragedy of abortion and contraception because of that. But that doesn't mean that there aren't authentic feminists like you, like the Feminists for Life, you know, that are really standing up for what feminism truly means, which is equality for all people, men, women, and children.
Oh, that's awesome. Boy, this is just a senior in high school, friends, but you couldn't tell from the articulate way that she expresses herself. Maybe you have a question about this, you know, authentic feminism, and we're going to be talking about this in terms of the March for Life pilgrimage. Give us a call at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. You know, that's one of the things I feel strongly about today, is this fake feminism. Let's just face it, that today in our society, what people call feminism is I, as a woman, have to suppress an intrinsic part of my identity, which is this gift of my fertility, through things like the pill, which can, you know, make me have a stroke, through things like, you know, abortion. You know, women telling women, in order to be free, you need to kill your own children. I mean, that's a perverted sense of freedom. Exactly.
Well, if you think about it, the movement zigged when it should have zagged.
Mm.
At that moment in history, you had women saying, well, to be equal, we must be like men in the ability to have sex without any resultant children as men can, which is a tragedy, because women should be valued as perfectly equal as women within their own gifts, within their own wonderful talents, and that should be upheld, including as mothers. And that has still not become something valuable in our society. They're not encouraged to saying you as a mother, as a woman, and your full femininity and your ability with children is so important a gift as equal to men. Instead, we've said you must now become just like the men, which is a tragedy and I think undermines ultimately the true and inherent dignity of women.
Absolutely. And you know, what's interesting too is that natural family planning, for example, because the church doesn't say you have to have as many children as physically possible, but that NFP really respects us as women totally. You know, that gift of my fertility, and it's just such a gift to Brian and my marriage, you know, our marriage, and that's just such a blessing to understanding the totality of women in terms of body and soul together are, you know, kind of one unity. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. We have a call, actually. Mary from Evanston, you are live on Life Talk. Mary, thank you so much for calling.
Hello, thank you, and thanks for all the great work you're doing to build a culture of life. I'm a Loyola alum, and I heard somebody mention that the feminism that they're teaching, not just at Loyola, but at a lot of the colleges, a lot of the Catholic colleges, is really a false feminism because it rejects the one thing that makes us feminine, which is God's gift of fertility. But I guess what I would like to know is, what are you doing to combat that, and what kind of materials do you recommend, even like a book for a book club or something, that would kind of teach people the true feminism?
Sure. Okay. What are we doing? Well, you have to talk and preach the truth, right? I mean, think about it. You've got so many people in these feminist theory classes. We have women's studies departments all over the country that are promoting ideas about feminism that are not true. You know, we have Marxist feminism and liberal feminism, and now we even have lesbian feminism, and all of these different things together create a whole pool of just really ridiculous false claims about who women really are. Women are gifts from God, just as men are. We have dignity, and women want to deny their dignity and their fertility, like Mary Louise said, you know, to become men because they think that's how they're going to be equal, but that's just not true. And there are amazing women out there who have written amazing books to help young people, you know, to understand this. Like, for example, there was a book called Return to Modesty. Mary Louise, do you remember who wrote
that book? Yes, Wendy Shalit, S-H-A-L-I-T, Wendy Shalit, A Return to Modesty. That's a great one.
And this book is amazing, and not only has Wendy written this book, but she's actually coming out with a new book this coming year about feminism, and she has a website, modestyzone.com. You can go on there and read blogs from young women across the country, including the young woman at Princeton who started the Anscombe Society, which is an amazing club that promotes abstinence until marriage. I mean, there's so many resources for people who really want to understand what feminism is.
Absolutely. Right. And another one out there that's quite good is called Women in Christ Toward an Authentic Feminism. And this is a more academic kind of approach to the issue, because there's a lot of intellectual basis, of course, for this authentic feminism that Pope John Paul II talked about, returning to those historical feminist roots. So Women in Christ Toward an Authentic Feminism is an excellent book as well.
Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking last night, I mean, isn't Our Lady like the pinnacle of feminism? I mean, she brought Christ into the world, right? So for young women at Catholic universities to turn to Our Lady as a resource and strength would be important as well.
Mary, thank you so much for your call.
Great. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. And, you know, I'm sure that many of our listeners have a question or a comment, particularly about this matter of feminism, and we're going to get back to that and to the March for Life. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. We don't have much time left in the show, so you want to give us a call right now, 312-751-1979. When we come back from the break, we'll have more with our guest host, Father Paul Stein, and our guest, Alicia Torres, a senior at Loyola University, as we're talking about authentic feminism and particularly about the Archdiocesan pilgrimage to the March for Life in January of 2007. We'll stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Nick Clooney is a television personality and the father of actor George Clooney. Nick Clooney has been instrumental in calling attention to the crisis in Darfur. Hi, I'm Adrienne Curry, Director of Catholic Relief Services for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I would like to invite you to see Nick Clooney speak in person at our Advent Africa Summit. The summit will be held on Saturday, December 9th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at St. Dorothy School on Chicago's South Side. The Africa Summit brings Catholics together to learn and discuss what is happening on the continent of Africa. This year we will be selling fair trade coffee, chocolate, and goods from Africa, and the cost for the day is only $20 and includes learning materials and lunch. To register, call 312-751-8367 or email me at acurry, that's A-C-U-R-R-Y, at archchicago.org. I hope to see you December 9th for a day of learning about our brothers and sisters in Africa.
It's Morning Air with Sean Harriott and Wendy Weiss.
Wendy Weiss, up very, very early. You sound like you're awake.
I am highly caffeinated.
All right.
And I'm a huge fan of yours, as you know, because you gave me $25 to say that.
Listen to Morning Air with Sean Harriott and Wendy Weiss.
This is Glenn Hansen, and I'll have the latest weather for you, plus traffic time so you can get to work on time. Join us for Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And we're back with Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, here with our guest host today, Father Paul Stein, the Associate Pastor at Holy Name Cathedral and a member of the Priest Advisory Board of the Respect Life Office. And we also have the ever-vibrant Alicia Torres, who is a student at Loyola University, and she also is interning with the Respect Life Office. We're discussing the March for Life, and we're also discussing the basically feminism and what feminism is and an authentic understanding of feminism. And, you know, you may have a question or comment for us. We have time to fit in a few more calls in the show, so we encourage you to give us a call right now, 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979.
I find it fascinating. I'm sitting here in the studio with two women who are not only very intelligent and articulate, but great leaders, not only in their respective areas, but leaders in life. And you could see this, for example, in our senior at Loyola.
My head is getting bigger by the moment. Soon the earphones will snap off.
It's a great example of authentic feminism. And here we are with Alicia. Alicia, perhaps this would be a good point for you to tell us a little bit more about your involvement with the March for Life. Obviously, you are part of the planning and organization and leadership, especially for college students, as you are involved at Loyola in their Respect Life movement. Tell us more about it, and especially as it now relates to your helping lead this pilgrimage to the March for Life in Washington, D.C.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The first trip that I led to D.C. was when I was a junior in high school, and this is going to be my eighth year going to Washington, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I can't imagine January 22nd not in Washington, D.C., and it is an extreme privilege for me to work at this office and to know young people around not only the Archdiocese of Chicago, but Joliet as well. We know students at Benedictine, at UIC, at Northwestern, and it's just such a blessing to be in relationship with these people and to know what's going on their campuses and to encourage them and to be encouraged by them in going to Washington. We'll be leaving on Friday the 19th of January with the whole entire pilgrimage, hopefully 6 buses, so get your registrations in soon.
Right, and we need those before Christmas for sure. The actual deadline is December 15th, so you can download the forms online, by the way, at the Archdiocesan website, but we're going to be a little bit loose with that registration deadline, but please, If you can download the forms at www.archchicago.org. Go to departments, then Respect Life, and then you'll see them on the left side of the page at archchicago.org, or you can call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. 312-751-5355. Okay, sorry to interrupt there, Alicia.
No, that was an important, important message. You guys need to get your registration forms in soon. And I am extremely excited to share with everybody that Father Paul will be joining the college trip this year. So we have, like, one of the most cool priests in the Archdiocese of Chicago coming with the college students.
Woo!
And I am thrilled because this only makes my job easier and more exciting and fun. So, like I said, we'll be leaving with everybody on the 19th of January. Don't be late. The buses will leave at least.
Without you if you're late. If they are late, though, we start with a kickoff mass. Actually, this is a good time to just go through the schedule. We have kind of a gathering mass and send-off rally at Queen of All Saints Basilica. I think Bishop Aprocki is going to be leading that mass, and that is on Friday, January 19th. And then after that mass, we have just a brief meeting, and then parents and friends who have come can wave goodbye as the buses pull out on our way to Washington, D.C. And then we arrive on the morning of January 20th. So we have a fun bus ride. It's usually about 14 hours. It's supposed to be about 13, 14 hours. Although, Father Paul, 2 years ago when you were with us, we had a terrible snowstorm, and the bus ride was a little longer than that.
The bus ride was just a little bit longer. The snowstorm hit just as we were leaving to result in about a 23-hour bus ride in the middle of a blizzard. However, it was a great opportunity. This is called, not just me calling a trip to D.C., but a pilgrimage, in the sense of it is about a spiritual journey to not only stand and speak on behalf of life, but to be changed and transformed by the whole process. And the bus ride, granted, it was 23 hours because of the blizzard, but it really was an example about how in faith we really do put ourselves out there and how it does change us. To see how some of the teens on that particular trip, I was with the high school students on that bus, to see, you know, how they started to realize that this is a sacrifice that is worth making to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves, and that does change us to be more after the example of Christ, who sacrificed his life, you know, for our salvation, to then allow us to come to God in great love. This is something worth doing.
Absolutely. And so we have this fun bus ride. We have great videos and things that we show on the bus. The priests share their vocation story, you know, just a little 5-minute thing about why did you become a priest? It's really a lot of fun. You know, we pray together. We make up songs. I mean, it's like camp except for adults and teens and college students. It's really fun. And then we arrive in Washington, D.C. on Saturday morning, and then there's free time for people to go and look at the museums and so forth in Washington, D.C. And then that evening, we have a reconciliation service with praise and worship music. And that's going to be led by Angus McDonald this year, which will really be fun, the former director of youth ministry for the Archdiocese, who's now in the Archdiocese of Seattle, Washington. And then the next morning, we tour the John Paul II Cultural Center. We have a question and answer session with Father Frank Pavone, and Cardinal George will be with us for these things, so he'll also be leading that reconciliation service. He will be interacting with the pilgrims throughout the trip. He'll be speaking to us at the JP2 Center. And then we participate in that wonderful mass at the Basilica that Bishop George Rassus was just talking with us about. And then following that, we have the next morning, that's a full day of activities. And the next morning, we go to the MCI Center for the rally that's sponsored by the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., with more than 20,000 youth from across the country. But the college students meet with the offices of Senators Durbin and Obama. And Alicia, what did you think about that experience last year?
That was an edifying experience. I can't tell you how amazing it is to be with 45 young people who know how to express very articulately what they believe, and to participate in a constructive dialogue with people who are definitely high up on the political scale. So it was excellent, and I assume that it will be so this year.
Great, and the college students did a great job with that. You guys are so articulate. And then following that is the March for Life itself. More than 100,000 people participate annually. It's just unbelievable. And then there's the Silent No More prayer vigil of women on the steps of the Supreme Court talking about how they regret their abortion. Very powerful. And then we hit the road again, and we head back to Chicago, and we arrive Tuesday morning. It's a great experience, and I know that you are sitting there right now in your car at home. Maybe you're doing some housework. Maybe you're at work. You want to go. And you know what? You can come with us. Call us at 312-751-5355. You can give the Respect Life office a call. We need to head into another break. And when we come back, this is our last segment, friends. Last opportunity to take your calls and questions for Father Paul Stein and for Alicia Torres. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Life Talk.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Join me, Chuck Neff, and our panel of spiritual advisors for The Inner Life. Get reliable spiritual direction from highly experienced Catholic priests who are able to guide you through the complexity of issues confronting your personal relationship with God. The Inner Life, heard here on Relevant Radio every weekday.
That's The Inner Life with Chuck Neff, weekday afternoons at 1 on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
I just love the march. I've been in a pro-life organization on our campus for about a semester, but I've never seen anything as widespread and so many people all going towards life, and it was just really wonderful to be there, and the vigil was so beautiful. It was wonderful.
All right, and that was one of our college participants at the March for Life, and we're back with Life Talk here. This is our last call for questions, comments. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. I'm here, Mary Louise Curry, here with Father Paul Stein, Associate Pastor at Holy Name Cathedral and member of our Priest Advisory Board of the Respect Life Office, and Alicia Torres, who is our college intern, a student at Loyola University, and we are chatting about the March for Life. Give us a call. It is going to be a fantastic pilgrimage. And special thanks to Brian Brock for making these bumpers going in and out of the show with quotes from our participants last year. And also Margie Mansko-Breen for putting this show together today, our very capable producer, sitting there on the other side of the glass telling me what to say here this morning.
I find it interesting that we're speaking about the March for Life and not only the pilgrimage out there, but talking about high schoolers and college students. But I do believe there's a slight difference. Last time I went, I was with all the high school students, and it was a great experience, but as Alicia mentioned, I am now slated to go with the college students, and I was kind of curious, Alicia, what should I expect?
What should you expect? Well, my narcissistic personality for about 4 straight days. No, just kidding. We will be actually leaving with the entire trip, but instead of staying at the hotel, we're going to rough it. We have been invited by the Diocese of Arlington to stay at 2 of their high schools, so the young men will stay at one high school and the ladies at another. We will have, of course, you celebrate Mass with us on Saturday, and there'll be some free time, just as everybody else. But on Saturday evening, we have the opportunity to go to Georgetown University and participate in not only a Holy Hour for Life, but also a Luau for Life, which is a fundraiser for a crisis pregnancy center in the D.C. area. And then on Sunday, we have the Vigil Mass that we're going to attend with all of the pilgrims in the evening. But during the day on Sunday, we are blessed to go to the Cardinal O'Connor Conference on Life at Georgetown. And one of the keynote speakers will be Helen Alvarez, whom many of you may know, used to be the spokeswoman for the USCCB's pro-life secretariat. She is an amazing, authentic Catholic feminist, has 4 children, is a professor of law. She is a lawyer herself. So we'll be, you know, blessed to participate in that. And then, as Mary Louise said, we will have the opportunity to speak with a staffer from Senator Durbin's office. And if people pray really, really, really hard, we might actually have the opportunity to speak with Senator Obama. So we're still working on that. And then, of course, participate in the March for Life and get really cool T-shirts.
So it's going to be a great trip. And I want to clarify, too, for our listeners that the trips are open to everybody. So we have a teen-oriented pilgrimage, and there we stay in a hotel. We're staying at the Doubletree in Crystal City. And then we have but people of all ages are welcome to join that trip. So it's teen-oriented, but it's open to people of all ages. And then we have the college pilgrimage, which is for participants that are high school graduates ages 18 to 24. So even those who aren't college students, but, you know, are college age, can participate in the college pilgrimage, and they rough it, so it's a little bit cheaper. So the college trip, you get 4 days, You know, several meals included, great experience, obviously coach fare there and back and so forth, everything. It's $125. And the teen trip is $250 per person, and that's for either adults or teens. And we do double occupancy in the hotel rooms for adults and quad occupancy for teens. So it's going to be a great trip. Don't hesitate to get involved, because we are taking the registrations right now. We're figuring out rooming assignments. So if you want to come, you can give us a call or get more details. Our number at the Respect Life office is 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355. Or you can go to www.archchicago.org to download the registration forms. We can also fax those to you. So we need to head into another break, unfortunately, really quickly, but we're going to be back then with some final thoughts from Father Paul Stein and from Alicia Torres. So stay with us as we head into this final break here. And we still have time for one more question. So give us a call. We can take your phone calls here, 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Catholic Charities' annual celebration of giving is underway. Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Chicago invite you to join in the celebration of giving this holiday season. I'm Father Mike Boland, asking you to help children and their families unwrap the spirit by sponsoring a family, donating a toy, or better yet, hosting a toy gathering party. For more details, call our Celebration of Giving hotline at 312-738-1674 or visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration. Again, for more details, call our Celebration of Giving hotline at 312-738-1674 or visit us at www.catholiccharities.net/celebration. Make a difference this holiday season. Donate to Catholic Charities.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Poverty is no stranger to Illinois. The number of people living in poverty in this state has jumped by more than 30% in the last 5 years. We have the highest rate of deep poverty in the Midwest. The poor are not only growing in numbers, they're also getting poorer. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development breaks the cycle of poverty. It funds programs to create jobs, increase affordable housing, and protect the rights of workers, seniors, immigrants, and the disabled. Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Help break the cycle of poverty.
We do this work because it is hard and because it is right. And we do this because we know the praise that comes to us is the praise that we cannot hear just now.
And we are back with our final, very brief segment here of Life Talk. And if you are interested in joining us for this transformational pilgrimage to the March for Life, you can call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. We also have scholarships for, needy students and so forth. So we don't want anybody to be turned away. Everybody should participate in this wonderful pilgrimage. And we're at 312-751-5355. Father Paul Stein, your final thoughts about the March for Life pilgrimage?
Someone always gets something wonderful from God out of the pilgrimage. I've been there three times, actually, once as a seminarian, once with the March for Life in terms of the high school program. Now this will be my third time going as with a college group. And each time, there's always something new, something always a great blessing from God, not only as we seek to speak out on behalf of life, but God blesses us in the process. And I would just encourage anyone who's considering to go, whether they be a high schooler, whether they be a college student, whether they be older, all have gone on this and have not only been able to act on behalf of life, but been changed in the process. So I'd highly encourage everyone to go, as I myself am looking forward, and I'm very excited to be going this year with Alicia and the college students.
That is great, and we're excited to have you, Father Paul. I'm a little jealous. I'd like to have you on my bus, but that's okay. And Alicia, you're... No, it's fantastic. Father Paul, we really appreciate it. Oh, and thank you for guest hosting today. You did a tremendous job, and we really appreciate it. We'll have to do that more regularly. And Alicia Torres, your final thoughts about the March for Life pilgrimage this year?
Well, I think like any pilgrimage, and like Father Paul said, it's transformational. And I like to think of it as a four-day-long prayer, and that's really what it should be. It's changed my life every time. I think I grow more and more, and I know that I have seen literally hundreds of students over the last 8 years change their lives, thousands of students. You really don't want to miss this, so please come with us.
And again, if you'd like to, you can call us at 312-751-5355. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll be with you again next month. We're always here on the first Wednesdays of the month here on Life Talk. God bless you, and have a very blessed Advent season and a beautiful Christmas.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.